Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Vanita. How may I assist you today?
Yes, I'm Faye Smith, and I got a call from you about an install for my microwave oven.
Okay.
Pardon me?
I said okay.
Okay, so, and I wasn't here. So they're asking me to call back, so I'm returning that call to find out when that can be installed.
Okay, may I have your phone number with error code first?
512-261-9748.
Okay.
Hello?
Bear with me just one moment, ma'am. I'm searching for the for your order.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. It takes a few minutes, so bear with me.
I will. That's not a problem. I just was hoping I hadn't lost you.
No, ma'am. I'm not going to hang up. The system is just running slow.
Okay.
For some reason.
Oh, it sounds familiar to me.
How's the weather in Texas?
The weather here is about 80 degrees and sunny, but it's been up to 90-something already. Unreal hot.
Oh.
I'm
in Alabama. Are you close to Austin?
Yes, I'm right outside of... I'm up in the hill country from Austin.
Okay. We used to be stationed at Fort Hood, about an hour from Austin.
Oh, okay. I haven't been that far. We're New Yorkers living in Texas.
Oh, that's a big change, isn't it?
it's a horrible change. I hate to say that, but it is. It's a little too monumental.
What made you move to Texas from New York? That's a big change.
Parents had retired here and had become ill, and we had retired after they became ill, and we came in to look after those parents.
Okay, that's a good reason.
Yeah, but I tell you, it's a big life change.
Oh, yeah, from New York to Texas, yes.
Oh, yes, it is. We're from Long Island. It's a big change.
But Texas is a nice place.
It's okay, but the culture is just very different from what I'm accustomed to.
Oh, yeah, very different. That's like night and day.
Like night and day. That's
well, I can't say that because I've never been to New York.
Oh, please go. Go.
But I know that's got to be a big difference between New York and Texas.
Uh-huh, it is. And we are in the suburban area of New York, which is called Long Island. So Long Island is very suburban, lots of property, lots of tall, tall, big trees. But the city is only like an hour away, so you can get into Manhattan within 45 minutes to an hour.
And it's not that, well, it gets hot in New York, too.
It gets hot. The only thing with New York is when it gets hot, it will stay hot for about 3 or 4 days. Then it's going to drop back down into the 70s or 80s. It won't stay hot. It won't remain that. Here in Texas, when I first came here, I would always, when I would go out in the evening, I would take a little something around my shoulders, and I finally learned that the Texan said to me, "You will not need that. You will not need anything to put around your shoulders at night because the temperature stays just as warm at night as it is during the day."
And your name? I got your account.
Okay, Faye Smith. Faye Smith.
Okay, bear with me just one moment. I'm not you've had your measure done, correct?
Yes, everything's done and everything's here, and Home Depot called me today to say that that you might be ready to install on Wednesday, and I was just ecstatic. I hope that's correct. Because everything now takes so long.
They called you to see if you had the unit.
Yes, I have everything.
And which trim kit did you order?
I have the trim kit that they told me. That trim kit is, let me see.
27-inch or 30-inch?
30-inch.
That's what they were calling you for today. I'll have to send this information over back to them and let them know that you have the 30-inch.
Okay.
That's what they were calling you for.
Okay. Is it still possible I can get an install by maybe Wednesday?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yes, ma'am. I just have to send this information over that you have the 30-inch.
Okay, so when will I hear from them?
I'm sending this over. You should hear something by tomorrow.
Okay, because I'm going to leave on Thursday. That's why I was hoping, you know, we could get that done by Wednesday. I lost my husband in December.
I'm sorry. You came down to Texas to take care of parents, and then you lost your husband.
Yeah, that's right.
So you're by yourself.
By myself, and that is not a comfortable feeling.
Are your parents still living?
No, they passed away.
So you're just stuck in Texas now.
There you go.
But you can always move back to New York.
I wouldn't want to do it without my husband.
Oh.
Yeah, so I have a sister that moved here also to help with the parents. So she and her husband are still here. So there's the three of us here now, my sister, her husband, and then myself.
And, well, at least you got somebody.
I do. I have my sister, and she's just a mile away.
Well, that's a plus.
That's a big plus.
Yes.
But it's still a very sad, lonely, different type of a living time that I've never had to deal with before. So I'm trying to get used to this different lifestyle.
So he just passed away in December?
In December, yes.
Not a good Christmas.
Oh, we went to the hospital on Christmas Eve day.
Oh.
And he died the Tuesday after Christmas, 5 days later.
Oh. Did he have COVID?
No, he didn't have COVID. He had a heart problem that was doing pretty good, but he got a gallbladder problem.
Oh, that's no fun. I've had that.
Oh, it went septic, and because he'd had that open heart surgery, he was not a good candidate for surgery. They tried to drain it. It didn't work.
Oh.
Weren't expecting that at all. That just took me by surprise, and still a big surprise.
But life, you have to go on and just make the best of each day that there is.
That's what I know I'm trying to learn.
I know that's hard.
Very. So I'm going to a grief counseling meeting at my church. So I go there.
You go to church.
Oh, yes, I do.
That's really important these days.
Oh, yes, it is.
Into a God-believing church.
Yeah.
And that support will help you out, too.
That's what I'm counting on. So I'm doing both of those, and that's what I'm working on, really tenaciously trying to learn that new normal, as they call it.
Yep. And I will keep you in my prayer, and I'll send this over to the installers office and let them know that you have the 30-inch trim kit and you want it done as soon as possible.
Okay, and you think I will hear from them by tomorrow?
By tomorrow, you should. I'm sending it over tonight.
Okay.
I'm sending them an email now. I know they're gone for tonight, but they'll have it in the morning.
Thank you so very much, and please do keep me in your prayers.
That
means a lot to me. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, and God bless you.
Thank you, and you have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.